You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Start small initially. Don't be afraid to go awfully early, as I call it. You don't have to always get into the sexy business. Understand that failure is going to happen to you, and you really got to have determination and learn how to rebound from that situation. And entrepreneurial opportunities right now are absolutely tremendous all across the U.S. and the world.
The first thing is have a bottle of your favorite booze on your desk at all times, because there will be time period when you will need to reach there and grab it, because you will be frustrated.
Take the risk, give up the 9-to-5 job, and, you know, get after it. You know, execute the idea and put it in motion.
The E-Podcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.
This is Michelle Salater with Sumer. Join me for Business Confessional Talk Radio, where entrepreneurs gather and experts tell all, right here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are visiting with Mr. Chuck Gordon, the CEO of Sparefoot, a startup based in Austin, Texas, that is disrupting the $22 billion self-storage industry. In just 4 years, Sparefoot has become the world's largest online marketplace for self-storage, making it easy to locate, comparison shop, and book storage facilities online. Very impressive, Chuck. Welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much.
Hey, you're welcome. So tell me what Sparefoot does and what do they do it for, as well as a little bit about your company culture.
Sure. So just like you said, Sparefoot is like hotels.com for self-storage. So when you need a storage unit, instead of calling 10 different storage facilities, you go to sparefoot.com, compare all prices, photos, reviews, choose the one you want, book it online. It takes you 5 minutes instead of multiple hours. So it basically makes the experience of renting a storage unit a lot easier for the consumers. And at the same time, we help storage facilities fill their vacant units.
How did you guys get started, and what was the inspiration, and what were your first steps in getting the idea off the ground?
Sure. So it actually is a somewhat of an interesting story. We started when my co-founder Mario and I started the company when we were still at school in UCLA. And I'm originally from Washington, D.C., but I was going abroad to Singapore for my junior year, and I had to find a place to store all my stuff while I was gone. And storage in West L.A. for that time was going to cost about $1,000. And my dad said, I'm not paying you $1,000. I'm not paying $1,000 to store your stuff that's worth $100. And, you know, I didn't want to have to deal with that, but that was fact. So I ended up putting half of it in Mario's attic in Bakersfield and the other half in my girlfriend's garage in San Diego, and had the idea that people could rent out the extra space on their personal property as storage instead of a storage facility. So kind of like an Airbnb for storage type of thing. And that was the original idea. So I went to Singapore. When I came back, Mario and I wrote the business plan, raised some money from our family and friends, launched the site as a person-to-person storage marketplace in the end of 2008. And the concept was you list your backyard, you list your extra bedroom, you list your garage, and you rent it out to someone else who needs storage but doesn't want to pay the price of a storage facility. So we generated a decent amount of listings, but as I'm sure you know, the end of 2008, the entire world was falling apart with all the financial markets crashing. So we were able to actually leverage that to get some pretty good press coverage with some TV stations in California. So we got on TV in L.A. and San Francisco, and that ended up getting syndicated across the country. And what happened was a lot of small mom-and-pop storage owners saw us on TV and started signing up for the site. And they were, obviously the whole website was specifically not designed for them. And it was kind of almost the opposite. It was, you know, use us instead of a storage facility. And they were still signing up. So Mario and I were kind of asking ourselves, why are they doing that? And after talking to some of them, we realized that they really needed help generating new tenants and new business. So at the same time, we Googled around on the consumer side, for instance, Googled storage in Los Angeles, and you'd get public storage and then nine mom and pops who just had their phone numbers. And we were kind of scratching our heads saying, we've been booking hotels online for 10 years and you can't book a storage unit online. So that's kind of when we had the moment of, okay, maybe a hotels.com for storage is more along the lines of what the market needs right now. And so we ended up completely switching the model to be focused on that. And that's when we moved to Austin in 2009 to join Capital Factory, which is an incubator program. And since then, we switched the model, focused on the storage industry proper and being the number one place to book a storage unit, find the right deal, and book it online.
Very, very intriguing. I'm so interested and very impressed with jumping on an idea like this. Now, so far, what has been the biggest challenge for your company, and how did you overcome those?
So I would say personally for me, and probably less so for Mario, but definitely the biggest challenge we had was at the very beginning when we knew we wanted to focus on storage, but we didn't know anything or anyone in the industry, and we had to just start calling storage owners and start selling them a product that basically didn't exist yet. So that was the hardest thing, I would say, is getting on the phone, cold calling, selling the vision, and, you know, we knew we would eventually get there, but when it's just the two of us trying to call this industry who knows a lot more about their industry than we do, of course, that's changed today, but that was the hardest part, getting on the phone, getting rejected constantly, and just powering through that. And obviously it was worth it, but that was definitely the hardest part.
Today we are joined by Chuck Gordon, the CEO of Sparefoot, a startup based in Austin, Texas, that is disrupting the $22 billion self-storage industry. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. As both a B2C and B2B company, in what ways does Sparefoot reach out to new customers and increase brand visibility online?
So I think the best example of that question is our recently announced partnership with Penske Truck Rentals. So you've definitely seen the big yellow trucks driving around. They're everywhere. And what we're doing with them is partnering together to offer a one-stop shop to complete your entire move on one phone call or on one website. So on the scenario today is you call Penske Truck Rental, you get to their call center, and they're going to ask you when you're renting your truck, do you need a storage unit? And because of our partnership, they're actually able to offer you the exclusive deals we have right there on the same call with Penske agents. So for a storage facility, what we're doing is we're offering their inventory to the millions of Penske customers every year that they wouldn't otherwise be exposed to. And at the same time, we're offering those millions of Penske customers exclusive storage deals that they wouldn't have been exposed to. So it's a win-win for both.
Well, tell me what gives Sparefoot a competitive edge and where you see Sparefoot going in the next 5 years.
So our competitive advantage today for sure is the fact that we have the most inventory, we have the most storage facilities signed up of anyone, and we have the best customer experience in terms of online booking. That's one of our strong suits for sure. And we have the most consumers visiting our site, so we learn a lot. We're constantly testing. We're optimizing our processes, so we kind of have that base that enables us to constantly improve our product.
Well, the big question, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Sparefoot online.
www.sparefoot.com.
Easy enough. And in conclusion, and coming from you, I'm sure our listeners would want to hear this. This is customary on the show. What advice could you lend to the entrepreneur that's desiring to start a business or to initiate a creation of their own by putting it on the map in the marketplace? What would you tell the listener?
I think there's two very important things to know, and they are never take no for an answer. you're going to get told no a lot. I've been told no too many times that I can't even count. And you just have to do it anyway. And number two is it's definitely going to be a roller coaster, so you just need to hang on. There's going to be highs, there's going to be lows, but just power through and you will get to the end.
I like that advice. He is Chuck Gordon, CEO of Sparefoot, a startup based in Austin, Texas, that is disrupting the $22 billion self-storage industry. In just 4 years alone, Sparefoot has become the world's largest online marketplace for self-storage, making it easy to locate, comparison shop, and book storage facilities online. And the website of reference, once again, is sparefoot.com. Chuck, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Really appreciate the opportunity.
You are very welcome and best of success to you moving forward. And this is Eric Dye. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.